Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy, May 17th, 2014. Got a beautiful spring day in the mountains here. Little spring storm coming in now, rumbling in the distance. As for the cosmic weather this day, we've got some really interesting transits going on right now with different planets. We got this Grand Cross thing been going on since April. It's still dominant in the heavens. It's a very significant, powerful astrology, psychology event. I've had several articles on it, if you follow my articles recently. And I've had one of my last shows, I had Kai Pacha on, one of the world-class astrologers out there, and he has a weekly video on what's going on with this Grand Cross recently. Like I say, since early April, significators of it early in the year of 2014. And it's very powerful by itself. Right now, there's two nodes of this Grand Square, Grand Cross, with Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries, which are in a square relationship to each other, and also Jupiter and Mars and the rest of the chart. And that creates a squaring dynamic. Those who know a little bit about astrology, squares are challenges, and they're also opportunities. And there's a lot of challenges and opportunities on the world stage right now. I'll be talking about that today. That's what my show is about on Global Spring Uprising. This is a spring event with this Grand Cross, with these challenges and opportunities. And these two nodes I was referring to, Pluto is conjuncting, Mars has transited over, and it's conjuncting Pluto right now in Capricorn. And Venus is conjuncting Uranus right now in Aries. And this has been going on, of course. Moon just came into conjunction this last day. Venus came into conjunction with Uranus over the last several days. But that adds to the dynamic of this Grand Square, Grand Cross, with challenges, you might say, with the moon, lunar energies, emotional body, water body, Venus energies, again, harmony and order. But the way they join up in this cross with this dynamic, you might say creative tension. It's almost like cosmic sex, creative tension. It's one way to put it. I actually have never put it that way before, but actually, that's in a sense what it is. And it can be an extraordinary experience. I could wax poetic on that, but I'm going to go into the show today. This information I have is very timely. I actually look at the astrology psychology before a show to see what the energy is going to be, and I try to nail it. I try to, you might say, harmonize with it, or come congruent basically with the psychology of this creative tension, hoping, you know, with the live show, people will resonate at that time. Now, of course, in the future, hopefully 10 years from now, people will be able to look at the archives and say, well, at least someone was talking about this stuff that's going on in the world back then regarding the quantum field dynamics of Earth's evolutions and the consciousness evolution revolution that was going on in our global village, because that really is the dynamic with this astrology. It's a global event. And the quantum field, you might say, resonates with this, and minds can resonate with an understanding, I believe, at this time. I mean, some minds can, some minds can't, but people that are receptive, attuned, and otherwise, you know, own their own conscience with discernment, can get something out of it, hopefully, anyway. So I'm going to go into this, the subject of today, Global Spring Uprising at the Tipping Point. And I refer to the tipping point at this time as a critical mass, sometimes referred to by Greg Braden as zero point, the 100th monkey effect, or in this case I'm referring to what's going on with global uprising and the collective consciousness. I've been talking about this last year, the shift, the quantum shift from the inside out, what's going on in the quantum field this last year with galactic alignment. Going to reference that in the show to begin with. And then I'm going to go into contemporary events that are happening throughout the world, what's going on in the United States with this issue of net neutrality, which affects the whole world, and what's going on in the whole world as far as the Ukraine civil war, now they're calling it, and the creative tension, the dynamic tension there. So you've got these seminal issues that are been in the news a lot this last month. Again, while this Cosmic cross, grand square, you know, you might say, you know, the fiery cross in the heavens is being held up, you know, to, you know, our awareness for those who follow as above, so below events. And this is a big one, and it's a global thing. And so I'm referencing global news with this show. I'm going to go into different aspects of what's going on globally, the conscious evolution, the revolution. Actually, the show's in three parts, and I'll be going into how public conscience is awakening. Part two, I go into public health care with more care. And part three, I'm going to be going into public prosperity versus austerity, this creative tension that's going on, you might say, between the 1% and the 99%, and how that's coming into balance, this process of, you might say, harmonization on earth as in heaven, harmonization with earth events, with cosmic events, which, like with the Grand Cross, it's in the spring of the year, but these things take time to work out, just like, you know, you have summer solstice, but usually the really hot weather of summer doesn't come after summer solstice, even though the summer solstice or summer equinox, I'm sorry, when it's the longest day of the year. Usually you think that would be the hottest day or the weather be hottest then, but usually, you know, it's about a month after that, later in August, where we get some of our hottest weather. So it's the same thing with what's going on with the, you might say, the Earth holodeck, the Earth field, and the collective consciousness. These things work out over time. What's going on in the spring is basically the seed that's planted that's going in the collective consciousness and in the morphogenic grids of the Earth. The matrix is being set, and it will play out throughout 2014. So I thought this is a good time to go into the issues, the big issues of 2014. So this global spring uprising, the understanding of that, whether you call it a mass awakening or global enlightenment, it's already occurred in the quantum field continuum. I mean, the matrix has been set. The intelligence in the field is there. And it's matriculating the matrix. It's going mainstream. You know, believe it or not, you know, this is the way the quantum field works. It's all connected. You know, it's all connected. It's all in divine order. It's all, you know, all that is. It's all that is real. So it will happen the easy way or the hard way based on whether we transcend our old BS belief systems with new telecom, you know, for teleconsciousness, telecommunity, telecare, telecommerce, emphasizing the TLC, and either we do that, or by default, we succumb to what's going on now with Orwellian surveillance, which is the urgent issue of net neutrality. As my last article I published, Harcom Network, was on net neutrality. I provided a link to that. I'd gone back and added more video and information to that article because it's an extremely timely global issue that governments worldwide are wrestling with, and of course the people worldwide just want it, you know, a free and open internet. So I'm going to give some background, a little bit of background information before I go into the big picture, what's going on in the field, the quantum field, the source field, the global, you know, morphic fields around the Earth and in our consciousness as a function, what our solar system's going through in our galaxy right now. That's the big picture. I'm going to be touching on that before I go into it. And the quote I want to begin with kind of the theme of the show, I want to, you know, kind of, and I reference this throughout this article that you can access through the links I provided with the show information. The quote that kind of sets the matrix and even the link on the website references this quote. It's a quote by Lao Tzu. And Lao Tzu, he's an ancient Chinese philosopher, wise man. He's one of the luminaries in ancient China. And I can't remember how many thousands of years ago he lived. But what he had to say is a seminal today as it always was, And what he says is that highly evolved people have their own conscience as pure law. That's one you have to work on. Now, you have to be in kind of a highly evolved state to appreciate that, but the idea of conscience, not consciousness, but conscience, consciousness with a capital C, you know, conscience, the idea of the biofeedback loop between your higher self, your real self, your divine self, you might say, and yourself. That's that relationship with the higher is conscience with a capital C, although I use a small c in this quote, which is a contemporary usage, which I tend to. Sometimes I do emphasize it with a capital C. But the idea as pure law, in other words, the law of being with a conscience, really is the heart of the great law. So, now I reference this concept of pure law by saying that, and this is again orienting the entire piece I'll be going into this concept of presenting pure law as pure intention, with focused attention on love's retention for conscious ascension in a unified field dimension where universal love rules with common sense in global social networks. It's saying a lot, but you know, how do you kind of sum up the theme of the whole show and this quote and this concept? And I provide some links with that. Those who are reading along, you know, as they go through this reading, you'll be able to go back and look at the links and, you know, get some more in-depth orientation to, you might say, this thematic key of, this is kind of my thematic key or mantra for what's going on with the Grand Cross today. Like I say, there's some real interest significators going on with the moon conjuncting Pluto on one point of the Grand Cross and Venus conjuncting Uranus in Aries on another point of the Grand Cross. I mean, I could spend an entire show just talking about the aspects of that and how it affects the social, political, and economic milieu in the world right now. But the bottom line is, I'm going to go through this other stuff. You can contemplate your navel on your own, or this, you know, that this reference quote I just gave. But I want to, you know, kind of get through this, as much of this as I can, without digressing too much. Point being, big picture, with this Grand Cross, that there is a higher power surging in the source field right now. There's a divine order to that power, and there are coordinates to that power. There are frequency coordinates that are basically the law of the angles, the language of the angels regarding the field, the collective field of Earth right now. That's why I thought this was timely, and I'm going to kind of just punch this out. So when I say in the field, I'm talking about the source field, the quantum field, and there's a link to that with an article on that that goes into that in more depth, and I provide other links to that understanding of the quantum field, the energy field, because it's really, this is, you might say, the heart of cosmic love, always, but it's always, every day, you know, the bioenergetic change here on Earth. I mean, we were living in a very unique field where sufficient to the day is the energy veil thereof. And as you become conscious of the energy veil, just like as you become conscious of how you're unconscious, you not only will to control, you can't resist self-control. So the process or the path of self-mastery is a function of becoming conscious of how you are conscious and how we are collectively conscious. Of course, this is what I'm referencing from the perspective of, you might say, cosmic consciousness, the cosmic field, the unified field, the quantum field. So we're the title of this article regarding, you know, cosmic spring and this global uprising, this global spring uprising. This is, you know, the time of the year. Where spring's creative life is transforming the barren landscape with emerald green, you know, healing growth. Well, this is what's going on in the field right now. This is what's going on with Earth's evolutions, with our the plane, you might say, the planetary grid is being morphed, you might say, with emerald green right now. This spring energy, just like in nature, this emerald green, it's a healing matrix. So the Mother Earth, with the source field dynamics right now, is going green with these co-creation energies of cosmic spring. And this is because our solar system is now, and I've been talking about this for the last several years, it's a theme I keep coming back to on Cosmic Love, our solar system is orbiting across the galactic plane in its 25,920-year cycle called the precession of the equinox. This is what the 2012 thing was all about, folks. You know, it really got bastardized in the mainstream media. And some of the New Age media addressed it well, but it was really about this precession of the equinoxes as our Earth solar system orbits up and across the galactic plane. And we're talking about, hundreds of billions of star systems that our solar system is aligning with right now. In this cycle, it orbits up and across it. It actually crosses it twice as we orbit around the great central sun of our Milky Way galaxy. So there's a great light of an etheric nature. Well, I'm getting a drink of water. That one kind of blew me away, too. So there's a great light of an etheric nature that's flooding our planet with this galactic alignment. And, there's a lot of light that's now surging as a cosmic spring, you might say. This is why I'm referencing it. With Earth now aligned directly with our galactic center, which is our great central sun, connected in the field at the white fire core of every galaxy in the universe. In other words, there's a nucleus to our galaxy, just like every galaxy has a great central sun nucleus. And they're all connected. And we're talking about instant everywhere. This is why, those who are into the UFO thing, that's why UFOs can just it's beyond, Star Trek, where they go into warp drive. It's like cosmic drive. You can basically, like with a Stargate, you can just zip, and in just a few minutes, to the other side of the universe, or part of the universe. I know this is mind-blowing, but, this is quantum field reality. This is quantum science I've been getting into, writing since the first of the year. A lot of articles on quantum science have been going into this, stepping it down, for basically mainstreaming this understanding of what the Earth is going through now. So every galaxy, our galaxy, every galaxy has, in the universe, has this white fire core, you might say, this great central sun. It's like the nucleus of an atom. As a matter of fact, they resonate not just with each other as all these galaxies, but they resonate with every atom in your body, because every atom in your body is like a miniature solar system and all your cells. I mean, they've got into, the distances between the nucleus, the neutrons, and the electrons of an atom are just analogous to the distance between the sun of our solar system and the planets. So there's a huge amount of space, cosmic space, within our own body. If you could just imagine going into the size of an atom, you'd be like looking, miniaturized yourself down to the size of an atom and looked at it from the next atom over, you'd be like looking at a solar system. So this understanding of the big picture, I'm starting with this because, Earth is going through something really unique right now. In our solar system is about, if you're looking at the galactic plane from the side, as they provided in that picture, Earth is about two-thirds of the way out from the center. And it orbits up and down across the galactic plane twice every great cycle, as I've explained. And that's clearly represented how that works in an animated video I provided at the link called The Field. That's one of the five videos I've provided with this article for those of you who go through it. And I think it's important to begin with the big picture. This is what's going on the Earth. This is the big drama that's playing out. And the last time Earth aligned with the galactic plane for global spring uprising was at the beginning of the rise of the ancient civilization of Atlantis. I'm talking about 14,000 years ago. Or 15,000 years ago, the beginning of it would be more like 15,000 years ago. And we're at the beginning of this, like a 2,000-year age. And, of course, some of you know a little bit about astrology. No, we're on the cusp, we're on the threshold of the age of Aquarius. This 2,000-year dispensation of freedom and love is the energies of Aquarius, freedom, energy of freedom and love. So this is what we're coming into, this global spring. And it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen within just 10 years, you know. We're talking about that we're coming into and we're evolving, and there's going to be a shakeup. It's going to be the end of the world as we've known it, the beginning of a new world. So with that big picture, I'm going to go into more of the specifics of what's going on personally. And in this case, your heart is virtually like, your own heart is like the great central sun of your world, of your atoms, cells, and organs in your bioenergetic body. And remember, every atom in your body is like a miniature solar system, and you've got like galaxies of them in cells, and you've got metagalaxies and organs, and your whole body's got its own great central sun, which is like your heart. And the energy of your heart is, you know, it's 2,000 times stronger than the EKG brain waves that create your holodeck brain field between your ears. I mean, we're talking about, it's a much powerful energy field around the heart than even around the brain, in the brain field. And its heart coherence is the standard. It's the universal frequency of harmonic order from the atomic to the galactic, within and with all throughout creation. It's the heart of smart, or the heart of, you might say, it's the heart of intelligence. There's a coherence in the heart. When the heart is coherent, when the heart is in love, you might say, which is a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. It's a frequency of holy compassion, however you want to put it. But that heart coherence is, you might say, the universal standard from atomic to galactic. You might say it's the cosmic glue that holds the universe together, with golden ratio spirals throughout the plant kingdom and throughout harmonic music that people love. They found that it's just full of this heart coherent frequency. And some people reference it 2 octaves. I won't go into the frequency coordinates of it right now. There's different people that are talking about that on the internet. You can go into it yourself. So moving on, I'm going to be talking about this is what's, as you might say, this is this heart coherence is the frequency that is morphing the matrix of the earth grids and our consciousness. And you might say the matrix of the dream of humanity for a golden age, as it resonates with the kingdom of heaven within our own heart, within our own conscience. Some people say this isn't happening. And, of course, I just know many people that are really in their heart, and they're living embodied, some people would say, angels or, you know, angles of God's consciousness. But they're there. I mean, there are people in their heart. When people are in their heart, you know, they're resonating with the kingdom conscience on earth as in heaven, so to speak. And some people are, and they know it. They know other people are, and other people aren't. And they don't think anyone is. So go figure. You know, this is the world we live in. So it's the power of love that it's the heart of the quantum field fabric of the universe that's now matriculating the matrix of our beliefs, our thoughts, feelings, and actions from the inside out. It's a DNA thing. The DNA is like a tuning fork for the all, at least in part, they know it's like a tuning fork for the all-connected field that we're all hardwired with, you know, to more people, some people more than others, for resonance to frequencies of, you might say, heart coherence as a universal standard throughout the world. And again, the more we come to understand this concept of heart coherence and cultural DNA, you might say, that aligns with, harmonizes with, attunes with this frequency of holy compassion, this heart coherence as a standard for global communications. To that extent, you know, we'll mature and evolve a golden age very rapidly. That's just the way it works. So time is of the essence. But when I say that moment to moment, you know, creating momentum in the here and now, time is of the essence. And time is of the essence, you know, giving birth, you know, as the mother of co-creation, giving birth, you know, to the next week, the next month, you know, the rest of 2014, giving birth, you know, to, you know, more consciousness, more conscious, easier and faster. So when I say mother of creation, I'm talking about nurturing, you know, mother of creation as, you know, mother time, you might say, nurturing conscience as pure law for global uprising. Coming back to this theme of global spring uprising, this, you know, going on in our solar system, you know, I mean, energetically, there's been massive weather changes in all the planets of our solar system that we can observe. There's been pole shifts. There's been extreme changes in temperature. They've been heating up just like the Earth's heating up. So, yeah, there's global warming. It's systemic in our solar system. We're aligned with now like the great central sun and 250-plus billion star systems, and there's more energy, call them cosmic rays, you know, but it's accelerating, you might say, the frequency. It's accelerating, you know, the energetics of the Earth and other planets of their solar system, and it's accelerating and it's intensifying what's going on in our collective consciousness. And the collective consciousness of humanity pretty much resonates with alpha waves, an alpha wave frequencies, which corresponds to the Schumann resonance of the Earth as a living organism, basically. There is a resonance of the heartbeat. It's called the Schumann resonance. And it used to be a standard for military communications. As long as they had electronics, it was always about the same. And that frequency has been intensifying the last 10 years. With this 10, 20 years of the galactic alignment, it has gone up. And the alpha waves in our brain, in resonance with the Schumann resonance, the alpha waves, which is like a creative energy. You might say it's the creator's energy. It is the field's energy, which is co-creating a higher conscience in the collective field. Now, I know some of you listening to this will get this. They're getting it now, and they listen to it in the future. They'll get this, that again, we are in the universe. The universe is in us, and it's all connected, and there's a resonance factor. At the core of our DNA, the core of what you might say the holodeck between our ears, and, of course, the resonance factor in our heart, you know, the heart coherence, when we are coherent in this frequency of holy compassion. You might say, you know, we are one. I mean, there is no sense of separation from all that is love in the universe when you're in that frequency. You know, worlds without end. So, yeah, I mean, instant, everywhere, interactive. And so, again, how we create global telecommunication systems that involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with an interactive interface that engages this heart coherence as well as mind congruence, you might say, with field dynamics. And again, the links I provided on global telecom and the article I've provided goes into more of this understanding of global telecommunications, how that works, what that looks like, etc. So there's a rising tide right now with this global spring rising in the field, and this rising tide floats all boats. It's floating, you might say, consciousness with our alpha waves to a higher frequency. And that frequency is more conscious, with a capital C, as in conscience, with a conscience, at the heart of pure law in the public sphere. In the public sphere, as far as the all-connected field of collective consciousness, of humanity. I mean, it's affecting all of us. So we're talking about the heart of the divine feminine energy, the divine feminine conscience in each of us, because this is how the spirit of, you might say, win-win cooperation for co-creation will give birth to or otherwise balance those energies, balance out and give birth to a balanced energy that neutralizes, checks and balances, or otherwise transmutes the win-lose predatory practices of power without principle that we see in the world. I mean, it's out there. I'm going to be talking about it today. I'm going to go into three parts now. But before I do, there's one of my favorite quotes by William Shakespeare regarding this rising tide that floats all boats. Shakespeare's, in Julius Caesar says, "There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken as a flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries." And so it is with the collective consciousness of humanity. We're on the threshold, we're on the cusp of an evolution, revolution in higher consciousness. It's happening, whether we know it or like it or not. Some get it, some don't. So what? Next? I mean, you can't be too attached. You know, people are motivated for their reasons, not my reasons or your reasons. You know, there are reasons, but each to their own. You know, if in a free will universe, man proposes and God disposes, or vice versa. God proposes and man disposes. So anyway, there's three parts. I'm going to go into this. I'm going to try and get through this. So I'm talking a little bit fast, but hopefully it's accelerating your listening. As I give a little orientation to these three parts, I want to say that if you resonate with the love of truth for public conscience, public health, and public prosperity, and if you want to see a definitive global public solution that initiates a peaceful revolution of conscientious common sense in the public sphere, then you will appreciate this compendium on much of the problem that now compels a global groundswell of hearts and minds united for more love in our social networks. How we do that is the intent. That's the intent that will make it happen. You know, pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension, a dimension where love happens. So to make the world work for 100% of humanity, we first have to take inventory of different comprehensive whole system solutions for all the systemic problems in government, education, healthcare, and the economy. And there are systemic whole system solutions that will do that. We're going to go into that. Referenced already global telecommunication processes that will do that. How fast that could be implemented in our social networks for culturing social conscience, etc. So, we're talking about culturing conscientious common sense, the purity of common law, at the heart of the new American evolution, revolution, globally. So, what I'm saying is that what's going on energetically in this cosmic spring is that now is the time ordained when Earth's evolutions will wake up, wise up, rise up, and with healing growth in our consciousness, our behavior, and the world at large. Because it's all connected. And each moment we are truly co-creators with the universe. I mean, moment to moment, we create momentum individually, and we do that collectively. For indeed, we are in the universe. The kingdom of heaven is within all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So I'm referring to the big picture in terms of common law language. And the understanding of common law language for this conscientious common sense, a good way to get kind of the perspective on that is the work of Marshall McLuhan. You know, he was a prescient visionary in the 70s, 80s. He was famous for explaining how the media is the message. For example, consider how the medium of your clothes are an extension of the skin, just as cars are like a medium that extend your feet. Telephones are a medium that extend your ears. TV extends your eyes. And the computer internet revolution now extends our consciousness to where we can no longer deny the compelling opportunity, which is the United Sovereigns of Earth with enlightened net reality and an instant everywhere, an interactive global village of, by, and for, the united state of love on Earth as in cosmos, you know, heart coherence, as a standard for united state of love, United Sovereigns of Earth. So that may sound corny, but, you know, it's all connected. Again, the medium is the message. And really referencing, you know, our divine destiny with marriages of the divine feminine with the divine masculine in our all connected social networks as a function of our individual and collective consciousness. There's masculine energies, there's divine masculine energies. There's feminine energies, there's divine feminine energies. They correspond in each of us to the left brain and the right brain. You know, the left brain's linear, logical, it's masculine principle, then the right brain is nonlinear, it's intuitive, it's the feminine principle. I mean, these are universal principles. And we're talking about the marriage of both the polarity principle and in personal relationships, you know. Males with females, females with males, you know, personal relationships are going through a lot of dynamic, creative tension right now. I'm not recommending that you release that tension with sex, but sometimes that works. So, I mean, the intent is to rise above with this, with our relationships, personally, collectively, is to rise above the divisive discord in the world, you know, the unconscionable noise, and study the core realities that are now shaping the divine destiny of all of us, the United Sovereigns. And we're talking about with net neutrality. This issue of net neutrality is huge. So I would hope you would tune into that article, the links I provided on net neutrality, and this last article I've written, and with the understanding of this is a core issue of freedom and opportunity on the planet. And the evolution of the concept of net neutrality is with Bill of Rights, the Electronic Bill of Rights, checks and balances, and a system for involving, evolving, you know, and qualifying a net reality with working systems of interactive mass-to-mass communications. That's the future of net reality. And how that works? Well, that's one of the visionary, you know, scenarios I go through of how they could work now very quickly. How the technology is basically installed and operational to make it happen with some simple software applications. I mean, you would think, but something that would work to culture heart coherence, you know, frequencies of worldwide in our social networks would be, you know, you would think that would be huge. I don't get many takers on the idea, but, you know, what the heck, maybe 10 years from now, people will say, well, he was talking about it. Anyway, the writing's on the wall for those with eyes to see. You know, I really believe, and I've talked to many people that are seeing the capabilities, the potential that's emerging. We're right at the tipping point. The collective consciousness is when I say awakening, you know, they're wising up, they're rising up. This is the global spring. I mean, we heard about the Arab Spring, then there's an American Spring that some people are planning for Washington, D.C., a demonstration. But this is in the quantum field. This is, you know, this is going on. This is what the cosmic cross, you know, this grand square cosmic cross thing's been going on since the first of the year, especially in April and May. This is what's going on now. So this is huge. So, you know, I'm talking about this in general. I'm going to get into more specifics. You know, you can go on and read this article and watch the videos and get more out of it on your own. But I'm giving kind of reading. We're getting into tangential information, which, you know, might say qualifies the larger picture of what I'm referring to. So the higher the concept, you know, in terms of this process of culturing social conscience and our, you know, net reality in our all connected global village, the higher the concept of the process for culturing the power of love, you know, heart coherence, is what neutralizes the inordinate corruption, you might say, the love of power in our global village right now. And with this, higher the concept, the greater the results that will naturally involve and evolve our individual and collective common sense of, by, and for all 3 billion netizens of Earth. And I encourage you to read that link on regarding 3 billion netizens of Earth. These are global citizens that are connected with their to the Internet through smartphones, tablets, laptops, and desktop computers. There's 3 billion of them now. And it's the article was actually is presented by my son, Jeremy, who gave a presentation at the International Mobile Conference in Munich, Germany, back in November, regarding what's going on with the global classroom, with education, with people connecting up all over the world. The fastest growth is in the third world countries like Africa, where entire classrooms are getting like tablets and connecting to the internet. And in India, you know, the biggest, you know, everyone's getting there in the remote villages, these smartphones, which connect to the internet also. And you can get distance learning with your education through a smartphone. And this is going on all over the world. There's 3 billion of the 7.2 plus billion people on the earth right now. There's 3 billion of them that are connected to the internet. So this is what we're talking. This is huge, folks. How we define and refine and combine or synergize and shine our individual and collective talents and resources is how we cooperate or otherwise co-create our highest and best vision, virtue, valor, and the vow for the victory of all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. I mean, you know, all, you know, connected netizens of Earth. So if you want to know what this great drama is about, and if you want to witness this global drama unfold and enter the arena for common sense participation with all hearts and minds, you know, that are connecting on the internet and social networks, as we pay attention with pure intention for love's retention at the heart of ascension in a dimension where common universal love is law and language rules. So conscience, as pure law, is the heart of the golden rule law language for every golden age in the history of the world. And keep in mind that personal and public win-win can naturally evolve now, like never before, with out-of-the-box breakthroughs in global telecommunications for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, as will quickly culture the TLC that makes corruption in our global social networks obsolete. So I'm going to go into part one on public conscience awakening. A well-defined problem is the prelude to a well-defined solution at this time of the global spring uprising. So I'm going to go into this public conscience awakening. What's going on there with culturing social conscience in the public sphere? So I'm going to make kind of a bold statement here. The future of life and worldwide love will be determined by how we answer these key questions at this urgent time. Is it true that conscientious common sense and our global social networks will move us from problems to solutions? Are you aware that all our social problems are the result of a lack of social conscience in our global social networks? Remember, our global social networks are our global communities. And would you agree that the culturing of social conscience in our social networks will make social problems obsolete? Well, that's a stretch because we don't see it happening. But, yeah, if there was a revolution in higher consciousness, higher conscience with a capital C, you know, conscience as pure law, which is the theme I've referenced from the beginning, then the social problems would just disappear. A rising tide floats all boats. So turn off BoobTube and watch the following videos as soon as possible. I mean, I've got about five videos to watch here, five of them. One of them isn't actually embedded video, but these videos are embedded. You can watch those. And there are some really in-depth, you might say, enlightenment. If some people don't like the political aspect of it, some people like more of the education, what's going on with Common Core, and you know, in the school systems and the education systems. And of course, conscious evolution, you know, has to deal, you know, with all the political, social, political, and economic institutions that are affecting our consciousness. So I'm going to go into this a little bit here. The first link is highly recommended by those who still think with excellent intuitive skills for discernment when given a clear choice. And this clear choice is the debate. It was given on May 2nd, earlier this month. And it's the debates between the proponents of the surveillance state versus the opponents of the surveillance state. This is a debate between Michael Hayden, former NSA and CIA head, and journalist Glenn Greenwald, who released the Snowden files. Interesting story. Interesting debate. a lot of zingers in there. And you can just basically see how the collective consciousness is, you know, you can actually, you know, with the information, the full story that I provided a link with it, you can actually see how many people at the debate, I believe it was in Vancouver, but at that debate, how many people were, you know, pro or con at the beginning of it and at the end of it? And what do you think? So, an excerpt from that video, that debate. The surveillance state has gotten out of control. The Internet is fundamentally a global democratic platform. It embodies all of the values we love in democratic society, and we have not been good stewards of it. Well, that's true. So, realize as you watch this debate, this is the defining issue that will determine the global web of conscience, with either the pure law for conscientious common sense, self-rule on Earth, you know, a level playing field for all the bright lights in the global sphere, or by default, we'll continue to see the rule of moneyed power secrecy of 1% over the 99%. Quote by Ed Snowden, I have been to the darkest corners of government, and what they fear is light. I thought that was an interesting quote. More light, easier, and faster. That's been my motto for some time. So what we do to the worldwide web of consciousness, we do to ourselves as an all-connected whole. Remember, it's all connected. You know, what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. And we're either going to have a unity state worldwide with security by a pure law of conscience, or we're going to have an Orwellian state with totalitarian martial law. You know, you can see aspects of both of those emerging. And this is the creative tension right now. This is the grand square, grand cross, big test initiation for all of us right now. So there's another article here, Ed Snowden and Laura Poitras, take on America's runaway surveillance state. Good article there if you want to get more information on this, why Edward Snowden was awarded special award by the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. is the Whistleblower Award of the Year. So some good information there. Another quote by Ed Snowden. I'm going to go into now a little bit into the consciousness evolution process as a function of public education, what's going on with public education, what's going on with Common Core. Now, there's a great short video. It's only couple minutes long with George Will, who was explaining why Common Core is just basically federal mind control, dumbing us down agenda. He kind of destroys it in about 90 seconds. You might want to see that because he makes some critical sense we don't get in the mainstream media who's promoting Common Core standards in the public high schools in the you know basically. The whole education system, public school system, and the public school system in the United States. There's also a video, short video on Common Core. You can watch that, and it explains in just a very few words what's going on with the new math and how it creates cognitive dissonance or impairment. And you can see that how that works. Anyway, I'm going to go on to the next page. Part two is public health with more care. And I want to go into that because this is an important part of these three parts. This has a video which I think everyone should see and share with their friends. You can share the link with this. It's about how basically the best definitive short video, well, it's 25 minutes long, but it's a YouTube video. You can watch this. It's embedded at this link. I provided, you know, with the show material, it's actually the second part of these three parts, and it's what's been going on for 100 years for the suppression of holistic healing cures in general and cancer cures in particular. Highly recommend that. And those who, I mean, and then there's another article here on how federal agents have been raiding natural cancer cure centers. There's one specific example here. Goes on to say that treating cancer has become one of the fastest-growing and economic thriving money-making businesses in the U.S. This government-funded business is shockingly raking in over $1.3 million per patient. Now, that's an average. But a person that goes into a cancer treatment, all the surgeries, radiation, chemo, we're talking, and prescriptions, they're talking about, it's costing $1.3 million per patient. So there's no money in preventing disease, but there's big bucks in treating it. And the healthcare system is rigged to basically profit your sickness. And either you take care of yourself to build health and prevent disease, or you'll become a profit center for the medical industrial complex. That's just the reality. Now, the reality of why there is so much cancer, I'm going to go into this right now, and it's important to kind of understand this, because this is not being explained by the media, and even on the internet much at all. One of the three Americans had been getting cancer for some time now, they say. And you'll have to watch the presentation to see this. The video presentation and the article to see this. I'm going to have to do a wrap now. I'm out of time. Thank you for listening. I'm grateful for those who've listened, and hope you get something out of it. Until we meet again, happy trails. Bye for now.